Well, good afternoon. I'm sitting in my car in the park, and if you hear a little background music, it's the Sirius dance music station, a little house music. I wanted to see how that fits with the background until I figure out how to, you know, actually add some music to the podcast, if I can actually do that. But, you know, as I'm doing this, I feel kind of cool, like some of you folks who are doing Facebook Live and you're, you know, recording broadcasts while you're driving or in the park or in your home office, you know, so I feel right at home and very cool with, like, actually doing a podcast right here out in the park. And enjoying Saturday afternoon. The storm hasn't hit just yet, so, you know, folks are out trying to get that last bit of good weather before the storm from the west does roll in. But that's not here yet, so we're not even going to think about that. We did have a little snow earlier, kind of rain, wet snow, but it kind of went away. So I'm hoping, you know, with some luck, maybe it'll just blow elsewhere. In any event, you know, I've shared that I'm part of a master swimming group, and I am the only one in the group, and that's a group that's been swimming together, you know, over like, you know, 10 years. And so I, you know, started going to the group in November 2014, but didn't really officially come on board, you know, meaning I didn't start paying the fees until maybe April, when I was sure that this was something, you know, I wanted to do and invest in for myself, you know, because the fees aren't cheap. But, you know, they were very nice about it, and they just said, you know, take your time and, you know, make sure this is what you want to do, and then when you're ready to pay the fees, you know, X amount, da-da-da-da. So in any event, you know, that's how it's been going. So generally on the fourth Saturday of the month, each lanes will take turns bringing sort of a potluck food for a breakfast where you can, you know, kind of mingle and network after practice. And today, even though it was the third Saturday because of Thanksgiving holiday, we had that. So had a chance to kind of just have a really neat conversation with a white woman in the group. And interesting because she was a person who said something kind of bizarre to me a few months ago when another member of the group invited me to her house for her Christmas party. So this other person hadn't come to practice regularly for a while, but in any event, she was there today. So, you know, we were able just to have, you know, really cool conversation and talk about the election. And you know, I just brought up, you know, I after reading about how the voting went, as I had mentioned before, that, you know, white women basically put Donald Trump into the presidency and into the White House. And so I brought that up because I'm still, you know, I'm reading articles. I read one about who was written by a black feminist and feeling how, you know, white women had, again, had let down everything and feeling invisible with trying to be in the movement. And then I read another article the other day by a white woman who was talking about privilege and, you know, how, again, the white women had, you know, let down, you know, many women of color, particularly, you know, doing this. And so to have, I think, a nice conversation with a person who, you know, clearly, when she made the off-the-chart comment to me at that Christmas party, I think she was a little uncomfortable with me, you know, being in the group, you know, because, you know, I have made the group diverse now. So I think that was initially maybe an issue. But, you know, the conversation today was very cool, very cordial, and, you know, didn't seem to have any of that stuff going on because, you know, I've been around and clearly I can be there because we all know what it takes to be there. So I'm right there. So I guess she probably figured I'm going to be around, so might as well, you know, get to know me and that way, have a good conversation. So it was very interesting and fun, and just hearing, you know, I think from the perspective of a white woman and how she was thinking about it, she conveyed that she was equally as horrified, you know, that, you know, white women had basically voted, you know, Donald Trump in, and, you know, we were talking about that, and you know, attitudes that she'd grown up with in her families, and excuse me, and how this election has been so divisive that members of the same family who might have different political viewpoints have, you know, fallen out with each other and had just outright, you know, arguments, or sometimes even come to blows to some degree. In one of the classes I teach, I was sharing a story here about two men in a bar. They were black men, and one of them indicated he was going to vote for Trump, and of course that incited the other person, so they had words, and next thing you know, the other person shot him. So it turns out that it was the brother of someone that I knew, you know, being on a panel this August. I was on the panel for her organization, so, but it was her brother. So, you know, small world. But in any event, you know, like I was saying, you know, viewpoints have been tearing family members apart. I've been reading how friendships have been challenged. People are, you know, kind of stepping away from Facebook for a couple of weeks or days to kind of, I guess, kind of decompress you know, try to get away from maybe reading too many negative comments and things like that. So it's been definitely a time of shaking people up and people reflecting on their own attitudes and, you know, and like I said, challenging friendships and maybe challenging to see if you can be even a tolerant of your friendships, because maybe you have friends that you've been friends with for a long time and you've always known that there were different political viewpoints, or sometimes maybe not, and then now maybe they've been vocalized, and so, you know, do you throw that friendship away because of a political viewpoint, or are you able to be tolerant and accepting and still look at this person who is still your friend, but they just happen to have a different viewpoint and a different political viewpoint? So I think that's going to be something that we're going to be able to take a look at over time, because people are going to be living that. Or do you stay away from the topic totally, and things like that. So I think it's just going to be an interesting time for people to, like I said before, reflect and kind of see where you fall on the spectrum, and will it perhaps even stimulate more advocacy in you? Will you become someone who now joins in some of the protests, or will you make contributions to organizations that are fighting, or, you know, will you in fact maybe send contributions to your candidate if you supported, you know, Mr. Trump, whatever. So maybe it's going to be a time of rising activism, because I think with the presidency of President Obama, you know, everybody felt that we had come to a certain point, and we have, because he was elected twice. But this election has, I think, shown that in many ways, country is still apparently not ready for a woman to be in that position just yet. It's like I said in the other podcast, I don't know of any other woman who has the kind of credentials and experience that Hillary had at the highest levels and different, you know, levels of government, and that still, you know, wasn't enough. The sabotage was there with the emails, et cetera, et cetera. So again, a time of reflection, a time of looking at where you are on the spectrum and what your attitudes are and how your family relationships and maybe your coworker and just regular friendships may or may not be challenged because of this whole new dynamic that's going on with this election. But in any event, I'm going to probably go get something to eat now because I'm hungry after swim practice. You know, you're not hungry for a couple hours, and then next thing you know, you want to eat everything. But you can't. But in any event, I'm going to go do that. And just wanted to check in and share that thought with you guys, you know, while it's fresh. Thanks for those of you that are tuning in. And thanks for those of you that are becoming new followers of the Digital Sister 3 podcast. Truly appreciate it. And I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. I will be back to you. Digital Sister will be back to you in a couple of days. Have a good weekend.